gold under the bright skies.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today. Plus jokes and riddles. All sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
So you are listening to CITR. My name is Shay. The band that we just heard was called Adventure Club, and they're out of Montreal. And they are actually playing at the AMS Block Party, which is happening next Tuesday. Whoop, whoop. If you go to UBC, you're probably as psyched as I am to go to Block Party. Adventure Club is the headliner, so it's going to be really, really sick. Definitely listen to the Shakespeare Show. My friend Dan is the host, and he's awesome. He's a really interesting fellow. If you ever get the chance to talk to Dan Shakespeare, definitely do it, because it's a little bit life-changing. And coming right up next on this Dope Duos show, we're going to listen to a duo out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and they are called Dog Day. And the song that we're going to listen to is called Get High off of their album Fade Out, which was released last year. So let's jam out, man, and thanks for listening to CITR.
Thank you. 3 days this spring, the Eastside Flea will once again be filling the UBC Student Union building with a fun and diverse marketplace, giving students the opportunity to buy affordable goods they can't find on campus. Expect vintage clothing, local artists and craftsmen goods, sunglasses, cool collectibles, handmade candy, posters, screen print t-shirts, books, and more. Catch them in the sub Monday, March 31st through Wednesday, April 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a revolving door of awesome goods and fun times.
And that was the band The Pack AD. Before that, we were listening to the band Dog Day and their band out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. Really cool duo. If you didn't hear or you're just tuning in now, the theme that I'm going with this week, as I change the theme each week, the theme this week is dope duos. So it's just really cool two-piece bands that I consider to be quite awesome. And so far we've heard Adventure Club, who are headlining the Block Party this year, as well as Dog Day, and right now The Pack AD, and that was the song Deer. And just coming up later in the show, if you are interested, we are going to be listening to We Were Lovers, Bleached, Little Hurricane, The White Stripes, of course, and as well as Beach House, Japandroids, and many, many more. So please keep on listening. It's going to be a good show. And coming right up next, we're going to listen to a band called We Were Lovers, and they're a band out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, of course, a good Canadian band, and they're a really cool duo. The lead singer, or I guess like the co-lead singer, she's a really cool chick, and she has an amazing vocal range, so yeah, let's just listen to her good voice. And again, the band is called We Were Lovers, and they're out of Saskatoon, and the song is called Islands off of their album Pyramids. And thanks for tuning in.
Do you want to support female-identified musicians in Vancouver? Love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Then join Girls Rock Camp for their second annual Cover Me fundraiser. 10 local female artists will cover their favorite female musicians at the Russian Hall on April 5th. All ages are welcome, and all proceeds will help low-income kids attend Girls Rock Camp. For more information, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
And that was the band called Bliss Club out of Vancouver. And the song that we were listening to was called Prita. And that was off of their self-titled album, which was released last year. So, yeah, I hope everyone's doing well tonight and is doing well this week. If you are a UBC student, or pretty much if you're a student anywhere across the country, you're probably having to deal with finals, and I feel your pain. It's a rough time, but we can get through it. It's here at UBC, we have pretty much 1 week left. I think our classes end on Tuesday, so we just gotta push to the end. We're really close, so we can do it. We can get through this, and it's so close to summertime, and I hope that everyone is gonna have an awesome summer. I'm sure you are. As for me, I'm from Ontario, Southern Ontario, and I'm planning on going home for most of the summer and hopefully doing a road trip with some of my bestest friends in the world out to the East Coast to see Newfoundland and Halifax and all that good stuff, because we haven't been out there and I think it'd be pretty cool. So anyway, I hope you guys are going to have some awesome summer plans, and I wish you good luck with your finals and your last projects and assignments that you have going on. I definitely feel your pain, but we're close. So we're listening to some bands that are duos, so just two people rocking it out and just killing it. I don't know, for me, like, I find it amazing that some of the bands even that we've just listened to are duos. Like, I feel like there should be so many more people in the band for how amazing they sound. But, you know, that just goes to show talent, you know, and just like the style of song, I guess. But anyway, I just really appreciate duos. I think that it's really incredible. And it's I don't know, I think it's amazing to be able to put out that kind of sound with two people. Coming up next, a perfect example of what I'm talking about is a band out of LA, and they're a sister duo. They're called Bleached, and the song is called Next Stop, and it's off of their album Ride Your Heart, which was released last year. So we're going to listen to some Bleached.
Next up, I'm waiting for the train. On Thursday, April 3rd, the Craft Brewery Steam Whistle's unsigned indie music series returns to Vancouver. This year, Redbird, Rolla Oak, and J.P. Maurice will take the stage at the Biltmore Cabaret.
She pulled me apart from the beginning.
Tickets are only $5 at the door, with 100% of the proceeds going back to the community through Music Heals. For more information, check out Steam Whistle's unsigned indie music series on Facebook.
And welcome back to the show. My name is Shay, and we're listening to Shine On. We're also listening to some pretty awesome duo bands. So the bands that we just heard were called, the first one were called, We Were Lovers, and they're out of Saskatoon, and the song that we heard was Islands, and then the song that we just heard was by the band, the band that we just heard before was called Bliss Club with the song Prita. And then the song that we just heard recently was by the band Bleached, and it was Next Stop. Just kind of out of control right now. And then after that, we heard the band called Little Hurricane, and that was the song Haunted Heart off of their album Homewrecker, which was released in 2012. And coming up next... and if you're in Vancouver or the area and you're interested in checking out some local shows, I always recommend checking out local music. It's always a good thing to do. At the Biltmore Cabaret this week on Wednesday, you can check out Paul Anthony's Talent Time. I don't exactly know what that is, but you should check it out on the Biltmore's website if you're interested. And then on Thursday, you can check out J.P. Maurice, and as well as Rolla Oak and Redbird. And then on Friday, this is an exciting one for me. On Friday night, I'm actually going to see the Dum Dum Girls. I'm going to be tabling for CITR, so I will get to enjoy the awesome music that is the Dum Dum Girls, and they're a four-piece out of L.A., just really cool girl band, which I'm totally into. I love it. And then Friday night, if you are not so interested in the all-female kind of grungy rock scene and you want to check out something a little bit more funky, head on over to the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island, and you can check out the awesome band Jaguar. And they'll be playing with a couple other bands, I'm sure. So that's this Friday. Always good local music to check out, so you should go do it. And coming up next, one of my absolute favorite duos in the entire world, actually probably my favorite duo in the entire world, just top notch, is the White Stripes. Maybe you've heard of them, I don't know, maybe. And the song that we're going to listen to is off of their famous album, Elephant, and the song is called Black Math. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I'm thinking Hello, this is the recording artist Jay Arner, and you're listening to CITR.
And that was The White Stripes with Black Math. And coming up next, we're going to listen to Best Coast with their song When I'm With You off of their album Crazy For You. And you're listening to CITR. The world. That was When I'm With You by the band Best Coast, and they're a duo out of LA. And they're just really funky. I really like their sound. I find just listening to like one of their full albums all the way through just like really picks me up on a kind of down day. I don't know. It's just really like, it's really upbeat and really fun to listen to. So it's very nice. So if you are a part of the CITR community, you probably were slash might have slash I don't know, possibly were at the AGM, the annual general meeting tonight, which was at the Tangent Cafe on Commercial Drive. So it was really, really cool. The first part of it was more business focused, shall we say. And it was kind of just like all of the motions that we have going on and just making sure that everyone's kind of in tune with what's happening around the station for the next year, as well as just announcing some of the exec for next year. All the business stuff, you know, that needs to be said. So all of that was done tonight, as well as afterwards there was a volunteer appreciation, which was really, really cool. It was just kind of these awards, which were really awesome. They were like CDs that had been spray painted. And they were just like, so like the award was a CD. It was just, I don't know. It was really cute. I liked it. So they had all these different awards for programmers, volunteers, anyone who has put in a lot of work this past year was recognized. Lucky me, I got an award for just like a new show kind of thing. So thank you guys for I guess recognizing everyone that's been, you know, putting in a lot of work this year and has joined the CITR family. It's pretty cool. And it was a really good event. And then a few of us afterwards went across the street, literally, to a place called, what was it called? I think it was called Café du Soleil. And like, I don't speak French, but I'm pretty sure it means Two Suns Cafe or something, you know, my like grade 9 French. But yeah, that was on Commercial Drive, and they had a slam poetry happening, which was really incredible. It was like top notch slam poetry. It was probably some of the best that I've seen. We only caught like the last little bit of it, but it was just fantastic. And if you are into slam poetry and that kind of thing, the UBC Slam, they are a campus slam poetry community, and they usually do slam poetry every other Wednesday at Benny's Cafe on Broadway, right by McDonald. And the final UBC Slam is this Wednesday, so if you are interested in it, go to Benny's this Wednesday. That's, again, on West Broadway, right by McDonald. And yeah, it's going to be the last slam poetry of the year. It's been really fun going to these events every other week. It's another really great community. And just really, really awesome to see some of these people perform, because, you know, a side of them comes out that you would have never, ever guessed. And it's just really incredible to share that kind of artwork. Yeah, that's this Wednesday at Benny's. You should definitely go. I'll be there. And yeah, coming up next, we're going to listen to a band out of Baltimore, Maryland, and they're called Beach House, and they have a song that I like very, very much, and it's called On the Sea. And this is CITR. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
On Friday, April 4th, the Dum Dum Girls and special guest Blouse are coming to the Biltmore Cabaret on tour to support their latest release, Too True. Advance tickets are available at Red Cat, High Life, and Zulu Records or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, check out timbreconcerts.com.
And welcome back to the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I know it's late, so I always appreciate when people actually do listen. Even if I'm just kind of on the background while you're studying, it's cool. I appreciate it. So the song that we just heard was On the Sea by the band Beach House. And I just love that band, Beach House. I think all of their stuff is really incredible. And they're just a really cool kind of dream pop kind of experimental band out of Baltimore, Maryland, USA. And yeah, they're just really, really sweet. So check them out if you haven't already. Yeah, as I was saying a little earlier, I started the show off with Adventure Club, and obviously they're a really cool kind of DJ kind of thing happening, and they're out of Montreal, and so they are headlining the Block Party, which is happening next Tuesday. If you haven't gotten your ticket and you go to UBC, I recommend you do it. I got mine today. It's going to be a really, really crazy time. It's just going to be sick. And it's a really great way to end the year, right? Like, it's the last day of classes, just like escape from the cages that are classes and run to the Block Party, because it's going to be so sick. Rebel on a Mountain, one of my very favorite local bands, are headlining for that show. So that's going to be awesome in itself. And then there's just a ton of really sick bands on top of that. I think the tickets for the show are about $20, $25. Totally worth it. Another guy who's like also kind of headlining is Dan Mangan, and he was actually a UBC grad. I don't know what year he graduated, but he graduated with an English degree. And he is a like two-time Juno Award winner, so whoop whoop, good job UBC for cranking out the good ones. And he's also originally from Vancouver, or I guess maybe not Vancouver, but BC in general. So it's going to be a really great time. Go to Block Party and enjoy not being stuck in classes anymore. And coming up next on the show, we're going to listen to a band. They're also a Canadian band, and they're called Purity Ring. They're out of Edmonton, Alberta. And the song is called Lofticrize.
Oh,
And welcome back. That was Purity Ring with their song Lofty Cries, and that was off of their album Shrines. Yeah, really, really cool band out of Edmonton, Alberta. So I hope you guys have been enjoying the jams tonight. These are all some of my favorite duos in the music scene. I have a huge respect for duos who rock, because it's not easy to create the sound that often 4 or 5 piece bands make with only 2 people. So yeah, they definitely have my respect. I forgot to say earlier on, I played the song Haunted Heart, and that was by the band Little Hurricane. I played them after Bleached, and I didn't say too much about them, but I should have, because, yeah, they're really sick. So, Little Hurricane, they're out of San Diego, and they are a duo, of course. The girl is on drums, and the guy is on vocals and lead guitar, or only guitar, and the beauty of duos, I love it. So, very White Stripes-esque setup. And they actually opened for the John Butler Trio, which my friends and I saw at the Commodore Ballroom. That was back in the middle of February. And so Little Hurricane opened up for these guys, and they were totally incredible. Just like, they rocked it so hard. They had a great sound live, and I gotta say, the girl, I don't know her name, but the girl in this band who played the drums was so sick. Just killed it. It was awesome. So yeah, sorry, I just wanted to kind of throw that in there because, you know, they deserve some more credit. Check out Little Hurricane. Just really, really awesome, sick band. And again, we were just listening to Purity Ring. And coming up next, we're going to listen to a band out of Vancouver. They're called the Japandroids. Very popular in the local underground pop scene, if you know what I mean. And the song that we're going to listen to here is called The House That Heaven Built. And once again, you're listening to CITR, and the band is Japandroids.
It's a lifeless life with no fixed address to give. But you're not mine to die for anymore, so I must live.
CITR 101.9 FM. It's what the whales are talking about.
Alrighty, guys. Well, I very, very much appreciate everyone listening, and I hope that you have maybe possibly learned of some new bands or some new songs. And yeah, I hope that you've had a great time here tonight. I look forward to coming back next week. Yeah, just, you know, if you do go to UBC, just push through. We're all very, very close to finishing these last couple weeks of school, of classes. I know that, you know, essays, well, I'm in arts, but essays, you know, projects, everything is due right now. So just push through it and you can do it. I know that you can. And I will be back next week. Things to leave off with. If you are doing anything, sorry, if you aren't doing anything on Friday night, either check out the Dum Dum Girls at the Biltmore Cabaret or check out Jaguar at the Backstage Lounge, some local music to check out. Get your AMS block party ticket for next Tuesday. It's going to be awesome and you don't want to miss it. UBC Slam, the final slam, is happening this Wednesday at Benny's Cafe on Broadway. I think that's all I'll leave you with right now, but I will talk to everyone next week, and I hope you have a great week, and just keep on rocking in the free world. We're going to listen to Fantagram, Fall in Love, for the last song, and this was off of their album Voices, which was released last year. Everyone, thank you for listening to CITR. My name is Shay. You're listening to Shine On, and I very much appreciate it. I'll see you next week.